Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 10th, 2017. The Phoenix Spree Property Fund, a British offshore company based on the British Channel island of Jersey, a tax haven, owns around 1,700 apartments in Berlin, or 80% of its properties, where the market promises the steepest growth and tax advantages. In the past few days, the Süddeutsche Zeitung has reported on the Paradise Papers, a huge data set documenting worldwide cases of tax avoidance and evasion. Among them are several large corporations, politicians, celebrities, and Phoenix Spree. According to SZ, Phoenix Spree is reported to use share deals, which involves buying shares in a company that owns apartments or houses, not the real estate itself. If no more than 94.9% of the shares are transferred, no real estate transfer tax is payable. Phoenix Spree is not the only company to take advantage of this. For example, when the Sony Center at Potsdamer Platz was sold at the beginning of October, a Canadian pension fund and a U.S. investor received 1.1 billion euros. Berlin lost 66 million euros in property taxes. Overall, financial senator Matthias Kollatz-Ahnen from the SPD complained to the Berliner Morgenpost on Tuesday that Berlin is losing hundreds of millions of euros every year due to these share deals. The senator sees a need for action and hopes for external support. The finance ministers of the federal states have commissioned two reports. They are designed to clarify how loopholes such as share deals can be closed. Until politicians find a solution, the tax authorities and tenants will suffer from the tax tricks of investors. According to SZ, Phoenix Spree's business model is purchasing apartments in older buildings with subsequent refurbishment and new rentals with enormous price increases. The newspaper also reports that Phoenix analysts are satisfied that it is still cheaper to buy and optimize existing houses in Berlin than to build new ones. Berlin Briefing will certainly report on this again as investigations instigated by the Paradise Papers continue. The police union has denounced the ailing condition of some Berlin police buildings. According to a report, the limit values for some heavy metals in the drinking water at a Kreuzberg police station have been exceeded many times over. GDP spokesman Benjamin Yendro called the result frightening. According to the report, the lead values are 46 times higher, manganese are 6.8 times higher, and iron values 195 times higher than the permissible limit values according to the drinking water ordinance. While it has not yet been confirmed, some officials are said to have already been poisoned with Legionella. The Kreuzberg department is not the only building in need of sanitary facility refurbishment. More than 1 billion euros are needed for the repairs, and a further 200 million euros will be needed for the buildings of the Berlin Fire Brigade. The water samples in the Kreuzberg building were taken by the police during an inspection in mid-October. Water samples will now also be taken in other buildings. In September, the number of foreign visitors to Berlin declined, as announced by the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistical Office yesterday. The number fell by 1.7% compared to last year to around 480,000, and the number of overnight stays fell by 2.9% to 1.27 million. However, an increase of 3.4% in domestic guests to just under 730,000 more than made up for this decline. After the first 9 months of the year, the balance sheet is as follows: 9.75 million guests, gaining 2.9%, and 23.66 million overnight stays, gaining 1.4%. The decline in the number of foreign tourists may be due to the bankruptcy of Air Berlin. The drug zero-tolerance zone in Görlitzer Park has been abandoned by the Red-Red-Green Coalition. The policy was introduced in 2015 by former Senator of the Interior Frank Henkel of the CDU because of constant violence between drug dealers in the park. Residents also complained that they could not use the park safely anymore. Berlin has a relatively liberal law on cannabis. While not legal, the ownership and consumption of up to 15 grams of cannabis is not persecuted in the capital. Justice Senator Dirk Berendt of the Greens said that the zero-tolerance zones were counterproductive and put extra strains on the judicial system. It also showed that drug trafficking just moved to other locations. Both opposition parties FDP and CDU are criticizing the decision, saying that Berlin has surrendered to the drug dealers and that the decision is a tragedy for the residents now that the pressure on the dealers has been removed. According to new calculations, Berlin will receive 370 million euro more in taxes this year than estimated a couple of months ago. Income surpluses in the same range are also expected for 2018 and 2019. Politicians have different ideas of how the additional funds should be used. Finance Senator Matthias Kolatz-Annen from the SPD wants to use the money partly for new special investments and partly to reduce debts. The Left Party wants all of the money for new investments. However, some of the surplus might be eaten by the federal government, which plans to reduce federal taxes. This would also have an impact on Berlin's budget. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.